on the corner of Mountain and Third.
The following program was recorded live at the Third Street Coffee House, a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30. And find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
And the song lives on when everything outside is on.
All right. Well, we are Dan and Adonna, and I'm going to just open for Davis and Bradley. We have a few songs to do for you. The first one is off our CD. It's called Just a Matter of Time.
Sometimes you're up, another you're down. A part-time smile, a part-time frown. A tick of the clock upon the wall. Sometimes you walk, another you crawl.
Thank you. It's called Just a Matter of Time. Well, here's a song that the Decemberists did. And the Decemberists, if you're not familiar, they are one of the top groups that, musical groups that plays at colleges and stuff. So they're pretty good. They're kind of a neat band, aren't they?
Yeah, so what we do is we spend our life just listening to music. That's what we do. We're in the kitchen. No matter where we are, we've always got drinking things. He used to sell wine, so he retired recently. But so we get all sorts of ideas, and we hear a song, and we're like, oh, hey, maybe we could do that. So this is one of those, and this is the first time we've brought it out. So lucky you.
You're the guinea pigs tonight.
Hopefully. Down the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First time out of the garage for that song. Yes.
Maybe I should introduce this, since we have newcomers.
Sure.
This is a stump fiddle. Mostly used in polka bands. Dan is from Wisconsin, so he is from the polka capital of the world, basically. But he made this for me last year, and we bring it out occasionally and use it in things, and it's really fun. And it's a crowd pleaser and an attention getter and a conversation starter. So this is affectionately called Stumpy.
And this song is called Rivers of Babylon. Thank you. Rivers of Babylon. Well, here's a song that was written by Rodney Crowell. It's called If I Needed You.
The morning's born with the
would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the sea for to ease your pain. The lady is with me now, since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Luke and Lil agree, she's a sight to see and a treasure for a boy to find.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we have a few of the book bag people here tonight, so we thought we'd bring this song back.
Go Baggers!
Oh, well, okay, so Gary Hunt over here is
AKA Book Bag Santa.
Book Bag Santa. He, during the year, he collects used school supplies, and new, yes, used and new, and collects them up, and then in the summertime, he gets a bunch of people recruited. He's always recruiting, like year-round.
Always recruiting.
And they take a trip down to Belize, and each person brings 100 pounds of school supplies with them. So if you have about 30 people, that would be, what, a ton and a half of school supplies. And goes down to Belize for the underprivileged kids and stuff, and it's a really good cause. And it's a great trip if you hadn't had a chance to go. It's a great trip, and it's a lot of, we had a lot of fun.
And Gary's been doing this for 30 years. 30 years.
Yeah, good job, Gary. Yes.
More or less.
Yeah. He's kind of like Robin Hood. He steals from the schools and brings it down to Belize.
And he's always got his sidekick B with him.
Yes.
Yeah,
yay!
B! B puts up with Gary.
So I know Brad and Kathy have a song that they'll probably bring out from that trip. And then we have one also from our trip, and it's called On Laughing Bird Key. Underneath the palm trees, the south of Belize, in the turquoise Caribbean Sea, you know that I'm watching the pelican sipping a pelican beer on Laughing Bird Key. In the Placentia heat, the smallest main street in the world, the Guinness books say tonight I'm in a detached bar, strumming guitar and sing the evening away. Moment shimmers in the sky, and the light reflection glimmer in your eyes. Book Bag Santa is here, been a legend for years, bringing surplus down to Dangriga. Then he'll dive under the sea, just him and B, chasing turtles, sharks, and barracuda. The other baggers in town are riding around with Chaco, the splash dive driver in the van. They head south before the sun comes out and become
the Mayan ruin climbers.
strolling by the ocean, walking hand in hand.
Sails on the horizon, footprints in the sand. Alice's restaurant, you can get what you want, as long as it's fish or fowl. The Monkey River below, crocodiles move slow in the jungle.
Howler monkeys howl,
if you're lucky.
At the Turtle Inn bar, on the beach at the Mar, drinking rum at
Tipsy Tuna.
Don't forget, Wendy is nice for Creole in Paradise. Sabarra,
Gloriola Luna. The moon in this moment shimmers in the sky. Candlelight reflections glimmer in your eyes.
Underneath the palm trees, south of Belize, in the turquoise Caribbean Sea. You know that I'm watching the pelicans sipping a pelican beer
on Laughing Bird Key. On Laughing Bird Key. On Laughing Bird Key.
Thank you, Laughing Bird Key. What a beautiful place that is.
So much fun on Laughing Bird Key.
Well, this next song, this is an Irish song, and it's an Irish lullaby. And it's about a castle in Ireland. It's the Castle of Dromore.
October winds lament around the castle of Dromore, yet peace is in her lofty halls, my loving treasure store. The autumn leaves may droop and die, but of spring are you. Sing hush of Ireland, la-loo-lo-lon. Sing hush of Ireland, la-loo. Bring no ill will to hinder us, my helpless babe. And me, dread spirits of the black water, Clan Owen's wild banshee, and Holy Mary pitying us, in heaven for grace doth sue. Sing hush of my loo, la-loo, lo-la, sing hush of my loo, la-loo.
Take time to thrive, my ray of hope, in the garden of Dromore. Take heed, young eaglet, till thy are feathered fit to soar. A little rest, and then the world is full of work to do. Sing hush of my loo,
la loo,
lo lon.
Sing hush of my loo, la loo.
Hush-a-bye-loo, la-loo, lo-lon.
Sing hush-a-bye-loo,
la-loo. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've got two more songs for you here. This first one, I'm going to tune down a little bit here. I lived up on Bent Mountain, if you all know where that is. It's kind of close to Callaway. And I had a neighbor come over one day, and he was telling me about this mean guy that lived on the far ridge. He said he was the meanest man on the mountain. And so I kind of wrote a song about him. It's called Moonshiner. Was a loner living way back in the pines, a boozer and a stoner. He's making his moonshine, yeah, just like his granddaddy in the years that came before, carrying the scars some godforsaken war. Lost his soul on a foreign shore. He's the moonshiner. His daddy shot his mama back when the boy was nine. Now daddy's in the slammer, mama's buried on the hillside. Emil Green, so ornery and so mean. In the darkness of the holler by a cool mountain stream, where you can hear the big cat scream. Got one hand on the shotgun, sitting on the front porch chair. You'd better stay away, son. You ain't got no business there. Yeah, he's back there still in moonshine, probably growing weed. You go back in that holler, boy, be prepared to bleed. Green, he's the real bad seed. He's the moonshiner. Yeah, he's the moonshiner. Yeah, he's the moonshiner. Shine on, moonshiner. Thank you. That's the moonshiner. Well, we'd like to leave you with a Christmas song, since Christmas is how many days away? Okay.
On the
Sorry.
First day of Christmas.
Sorry. yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gathered near to us more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow.
Hang a shining star above the highest bough,
and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Thank you, everyone, and have a Merry Christmas.
And stay tuned for Davis Bradley!
Woo!
Woo!
Thank you, Dan and Adana. Wonderful music, as always. We'll mix in a little Christmas music too.
Oh, there we go.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, beyond throughout the heaven, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you. We'll do a couple more Christmas songs.
songs we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains, and reply, echoing their joyous strain.
Another Christmas song. We'll just kind of keep them coming for a little bit here. We've been playing Christmas music here for a few weeks. Actually, we started Labor Day, I guess, sneaking a Christmas song in our show every week, just so we'd be prepared. What we did, really. We did.
That's called practice, yeah. When you're on the road. You just put them in the show.
So we just, because we don't always stop enough to practice, but we think we'll sneak them in along the way. Nobody will notice if we play a Christmas song, right?
But it worked out fine because Walmart was right in sync with us. They were decorating by Labor Day.
Yeah, they gave us a nudge right around August that Christmas was just a few months away.
That's it.
This is a song that was recorded by Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, and it was written
Daddy
by
Bill.
A fiddle player named Tex Logan. Now Bill Monroe's an interesting guy. We knew him, but we grew up playing the music. We knew him when we were kids, and then I guess maybe into our 20s till he passed, you know. And he was kind of the strong, silent type, you know. He wasn't like real gregarious or the type to kind of be the life of the party or anything like that. But he told some good stories. And he always had a way of reminding you that he was the guy that invented bluegrass. Like everything he talked about would somehow go back to that he invented bluegrass. You know, if you're talking about your favorite hamburger joint, you say, oh yeah, I've been there. That was a couple years right after I invented bluegrass. I stopped by there, you know, or he got his brakes fixed just after he was telling somebody about how he invented bluegrass. But aside from his quirkiness, he was truly truly great and legendary and a fun guy to be around. I treasure those memories. But this was a song that he recorded about Christmas. He didn't do a whole world of Christmas music, but the ones he did stood out. And this is called Christmas Time's A-Comin'.
Snowflakes are falling, mild homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, join a wall, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Holly's in the window, home's where the wind blows, can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Folks at home when Christmas time's coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Oh, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Thank you. We'll do some non-Christmas songs. Now, it's kind of nice sometimes when the audience is a little bit more intimate. We've played for an audience of a variety of sizes. I think the smallest audience we played for was one person. That's a pretty small audience. And it kind of stuck out because it was at this wonderful historic theater, you know, with like balconies and beautiful lighting and a really high stage. And the front row was about 30 feet from the stage. So in anticipation of a large crowd, they had set up folding chairs all the way up to the stage. And there was a guy sitting right there in the folding chairs in the front. And of course, we were a little bit discouraged, hoping for a bigger crowd. And Kathy said to the fellow, she says, you know, she goes, you don't have to feel funny that it's just you in the audience. She says, we're going to put on a show like this place was full, and there was a line down the sidewalk. And the guy says, well, I appreciate that. Just don't do a lot of encores. I still got to fold up the chairs and sweep. So we do. This is just a good old country song. And this song was written by a fellow named Marvin Rainwater, who's a wonderful songwriter. He had some records of his own, had some hits of his own. He wasn't a household word like some of the other country artists of his day, but he certainly had a lot of other people playing and recording his songs, like Brenda Lee, Kitty Wells. This particular song was recorded by Porter Wagner and Skeeter Davis, who Skeeter Davis came in and took the place of Dolly Parton after she went off on her own and left the Porter Wagoner Show. And of course, Marvin Rainwater had some roots right here in Virginia. His mom lived up in Madison County, and folks in that area will say when he decided he wanted to come home from Nashville for lunch, he'd fly his little private plane right into the cornfield, go in and have lunch, and turn around and fly back to Nashville.
My mom would probably build a cornfield if I would fly in like that and for lunch. I'll call her, and she's like, I'm having a cup of coffee. Come on up. I got some for you. I'm like, that's hours away, Mom. I don't know. It'll be cold by the time I get there.
So this is a wonderful Marvin Rainwater song, Gonna Find Me a Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broke. Much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue, 'cause I'm all through crying over you.
There was a time my life completed, my dreams come true.
Then came the time my life was haunted, my love unwanted, all for you.
Gonna find me a blue, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue, 'cause I'm all through crying.
Kathy, I know you and I have played quite a bit together, but I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but there was a time where I was very close friends with Johnny Cash.
No, I did not know that. I must have been out of the room.
You might have been in the ladies' room or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, maybe
or
so. I don't know.
Having a powder.
And, having a powder. Having a powder, yeah.
And but anyways, he had come to me. He said, Brad. He said, I have had many hit songs, and I've acquired a tremendous amount of wealth as a result of it.
You have neither of those things.
That's the very next thing he said.
Yeah.
He said, but I want to give you the song as a jump start to your career, as a way to...
How's that going so far?
They say the first million is the hardest, but It's all downhill
slow
from here.
Slow and steady wins the race.
But it's a song. Yeah. It is, by nature, a Christmas song because he wrote it about his distaste for Christmas shopping.
You would have thought he had people to do that for him.
They probably did not like
June
it so
Carter,
much themselves.
June Carter, you need to go finish the shopping.
And he entitled it the Amazing Johnny Cash Christmas Shopping Song. I keep a close watch on this cart of mine. I keep my eyes wide while shopping all the time. I search the end caps for the sales I find.
Because you're mine, I stand in line.
I find it very, very hard to shop for you.
I could write a list if that's
I don't want to be alone when Christmas Day is through. Yes, I'll admit I'm a fool for waiting too.
Because you're mine, I stand in line.
As sure as coal is black and snow is white, I keep on shopping for a gift that seems just right. I'm happy Walmart is open through the night.
24 hours.
Because you're mine,
I stand in line.
You got a way to keep me in this line. You give me cause for all the stuff I buy. For you I might even learn to shop online.
Amazon.
Because you're mine, I stand in line.
I should have noted where I parked my car, or at least never thought to park so far. Oh no, I forgot to get a car.
Because you're mine, I'm back in line. Because you're mine, I'm back in line.
Thank you. Yeah, I always think of that part where I should have noted where I parked my car. Remember, people used to stick those little orange balls on the antenna? And that was a pretty good idea if you were the first 1,000 people to do it. But then you go out in the parking lot and every single antenna had a little orange ball on it. I remember going with my grandparents shopping there. And they go, now where do we leave the car? And my grandfather would say, it's the one with the little orange ball on it. I'd look around, and there'd be a sea of these orange balls on all the antennas.
We'll do another Christmas song for you. And my parents used to enjoy watching the Gaither family show, I guess, growing up. It was Bill Gaither, Southern Gospel, and they would always have great, amazing Christmas programs and guests throughout the holiday season. And I remember this song very well, and kind of came to mind when we were putting together our Christmas project. As part of our CDs that we have over there is a Christmas DVD with an accompanying EP CD, and we put this song on it, and it was pretty famous by a Christian female singer named Evie. Made me think of it when I seen the Evie Baked Goods, but... but she sang it in the late 70s, I guess, and it's a great song. So see if you remember this. Come on, ring those bells.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. So come on, ring those bells and light the Christmas tree.
Jesus is the King,
born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say,
Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Thank you.
Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. So come on, ring those bells and light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. So come on, ring those bells and light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Oh, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
This song off her last record that Kathy wrote. She'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, this is about an old steamer trunk that my parents had in the basement when I was growing up, and the beautiful room that we stayed in last night at the King George Inn had a trunk very similar to it, and my parents had those old leather straps that went across it, and I remember it was always hands off. My dad would always say, "Now you didn't lose anything in it. Stay out of there." And my mom passed that trunk on to me. I had some work done to it and restored it. But when we opened it, I seen why it was very special to him. There were letters he had written to my mom when he was in the service, and just some keepsakes. It was just very personal, private things to him that are very special to have. And anyway, so we wrote about that trunk. We did a music video too, which is a lot of fun. We hauled that trunk in the truck to a nearby town in Middletown, Virginia, and in an old inn that they said was haunted, but I don't know. We didn't see any extra activity, but we took it down into the basement and kind of set it along this old stone wall. So it was kind of fun. But that's on our YouTube channel if you want to check that out. This one entitled "The Memories Trunk."
Sets her in a cold and lonely basement. The warm leather straps reflect its age. The broken latch no longer needs the old key. The keepsakes tucked within could fill a page. Oh, tell me your story of days gone by. Show me your secrets deep within. The photos, love letters, and postcards, all kept to save the memories till the end. The antique chest is made of wood that's knotted pine, and lined with faded paper, flowers fair, reinforced with rusty metal hardware, while wooden slats hold it all with care. Oh, tell me your story of days gone by. Show me your secrets deep within. The photos, love letters, and postcards, all kept to save the memories till the end. Take you back.
face is seen and true love of hearts revealed. Cherish keepsakes, memories they will give. Oh, tell me your story of days gone by. Show me your secrets deep within. The photos, love letters, and postcards, all kept to save the memories till the end. All kept to save the memories till the end.
To bring me a mind for Christmas, maybe.
Wow, we just sung. This song was written in 1942, and most people heard it for the first time in 1949 when it appeared in a movie called Neptune's Daughter, and it was sung by Esther Williams. And it's remained unchanged until this moment. Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
drop
so
in. Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start
beautiful,
to
what's
worry.
Your hurry?
Father
listen to the fireplace roar.
So really,
beautiful,
I'd
please
better
don't
scurry.
Maybe put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this dream.
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
This spell.
I'll hold your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no.
Mind
no,
if I'm
no.
Moving closer?
At least I'm going to say that
my
I
pride.
Try. I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold
oh,
out.
But it's cold.
I'd admit he's looking pretty cute with that tiny little guitar.
Like a giant, maybe.
Maybe Santa will bring him a bigger guitar for Christmas. I don't know. Yeah. You're doing a good job.
I've got to get home.
Maybe you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been.
When you touch my
why can't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to
think
be
my lifelong
tomorrow.
Sorrow.
At
if
least
caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold
oh,
up,
but it's cold outside. Oh, baby, it's cold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I was about cooking something up with me.
See you later.
Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
Hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dance is free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Well, I'm free and I'm ready, so we can go steady. How's about spending all your time with me? No more looking, I know I've been tooken. How's about keeping steady company? I'm going to throw my date book right over the fence. Buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. Keep it till it's covered with age. Just write my name down on every page. Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking?
cooking something up with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We did not write that song.
Hank Williams, boy.
All right. While we're on Hank Williams, we'll do another Hank tune.
A couple songs together on the banjos, and sometimes we play the same song, sometimes we play different songs. Do you want to play different songs? We'll play a couple of different songs. We like to mix up some of the square dance songs sometimes. They seem to go well together. Now I can't speak for Kathy, but I pretty much learned on the first day that picking the banjo and dancing has no noticeable effect on my dancing. So I guess I'm quite blessed in that way. And
stick to the banjo.
So we'll take a couple of these old square dance songs. These don't have words, they're just instrumental. One of them is called The Soldier's Joy. It sounds like this. And we mix it with another song called The Arkansas Traveler. Sounds like this. Or depending on where you're from, the Arkansas Traveler. It goes like this. And like Kathy says, if we do our job right, it should sound pretty good. most of the time.
We also put this on our newest CD that we have with us over there. It's one entitled The Old Time Medley.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's always fun to mix a couple of square dance songs together. We kind of fool around with some different ideas on double banjo things. We found that the more different the songs are, the harder they are to mix together, obviously. So we thought we'd challenge ourselves and say, well, what are a couple of songs we know that are really different from each other? So this is one that we thought of. See if you know this. Did you ever hear that song? We did not write it. It was written by Daniel Decatur Emmett, who's from Ohio, although he wished he was in the land of cotton.
Well, it's
the fabric of our lives. And then we mix it with this song. We also did not write that song, but I was always curious, you know, like that line in the song, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. That just never made any sense to me. I've been hearing that song since I was a kid, so I looked it up. It's kind of what I do, right?
That's what he does.
I hate not knowing stuff, you know.
Source of resources.
And so anyways, I looked it up. So the British used to tease the colonial soldiers about that, the Yankees, about sticking a feather in their cap and called it macaroni. Over in Britain, and especially in those days, they had a very distinct class system. And the higher class people, everybody wore wigs when they went out, those white wigs, you know, that you would see. But the tighter the curls on it were, the more highfalutin you were back in old England. And so that was called a macaroni wig, the ones with the rows and rows of really tight curls. So the meaning in the song was the Yankees were just a bunch of bums, and they'd stick a feather in their cap and think that they were real high class. And that was kind of how they would taunt them with that song. Now, we don't necessarily subscribe to that belief system, but at least we get how the song works.
And you had no idea you'd come here tonight and learn something new, right? So it's like, you know, if you didn't know, I'm sorry. That's it, history lesson.
See, doesn't it feel good to it does. It's inspiring. Yeah. I learn one thing, I forget two, so I don't know if I'm any better off, but.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was in the land of cotton, old times are not forgotten.
Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Dixieland, where I was born on a cold and frosty morning.
Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Another Christmas song for you. Thank you. Are you folks enjoying it? First time? Thank you. You guys have been here before, right? Is it the first time here? Well, welcome. Are you from Roanoke? Oh, okay. The whole time and just came down? And well, welcome. And you ladies, you're from Roanoke also? Well, welcome. Yeah, they have music here all the time. So we encourage you to come back. We hope you're liking it. We hope we play something that you like. We don't know what your taste is, but we'll hit on it eventually. It might take us a while, but thank you. This is we'll do another old fiddle song, and this is kind of fun because we play with the mandolin and the banjo, which is probably, out of all the different things that we do, it's probably one of my favorite combinations. It's called the Golden Slippers.
London or some other seaboard town. I'd put my foot on a steamboat and sail the ocean round. Sail around the ocean while sail around the sea. I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be. Molly, you gave me your right hand. Said if you ever married, then I would be the man.
Sail around the ocean, why sail around the sea? I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Go with whom you please. My poor heart is breaking while you seem so at ease.
Sail around the ocean while sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Last Sunday, Molly came riding by. I knew her heart was changing by the roving of her eye.
Sail around the ocean while sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
To the river while everyone's asleep. I think of handsome Molly and I begin to weep.
Sailing around the ocean while sailing around the sea. I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
In London or some other seaport town, I put my foot on a steamboat and sail the ocean round.
Sail around the ocean while sail around the sea. I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Sail around the ocean, sail around the sea.
I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Thank you.
We do enjoy trying to pull in as many instruments and play them all. Otherwise, they just look good up here, right? So we try to work them into the show and makes it fun for us, adds a variety. You've checked that harmonica, right?
Not today.
Got no critters. He'll store that in his backpack, and he got it out a while back, and he's playing away on it, laid it down on the table, and a little cricket crawled out of one of the holes. I kid you not.
A tasty little cricket.
That's a good the style of banjo that we've been playing here tonight, the claw hammer, open back banjo, was made pretty popular by a gentleman named Grandpa Jones. If you remember Grandpa from the days of Hee Haw, what's for supper, Grandpa? And so we'll start off a medley. We love stringing some songs together. We'll start this with a Grandpa Jones tune.
Here we go.
Up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Now my Uncle Mort, he's on up and short, and he stands about 4 foot.
That's pretty short, right?
But he feels like a giant if you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and the men refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good.
Sky gets so drunk he can't fly from smelling that good old man. some brand new perfume, and it had such a sweet smelling pew. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it was nothing but that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. High on the mountain, tell me, what do you see? Bear tracks looking back at me. You'd better get your rifle now before it's too late. That bear's got a little pig and heading for the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some money and I bought me some bees. I started making honey way up in the trees. They cut down the trees, now my honey's all gone. Oh, Slewfoot's done made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Winter's coming on and it's 40 below. That river's froze over, so where can he go? I'll chase him up the gully and I'll run him in the well. Shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like you.
As a kid, I had an after-school job that no longer exists in America. It was called a bagger, where you take produce and canned goods and put it in a paper bag, and they would actually give me money for that. So it was kind of nice. But I come home after school, and I go in my room, and I get all the banjos out and all the stuff and the drums and the harmonicas, and I'm in there one day, and my dad comes to the door. Hello? He goes, it's your dad. And I go, come on in. He says, is that you playing all them instruments in there? I said, yeah, that's me. He said, you're a pretty good singer.
Thanks, Dad.
Did you hear the one about the Methodist minister and the Baptist minister? They would meet for breakfast every Monday, you know, and have a nice breakfast. They'd talk about the weekend and church and how it went on Sunday, and they're sitting down for breakfast, and the Methodist preacher says, the Baptist preacher goes, he goes, well, how are you doing this week? He goes, well, I'm really not doing very good. And he said, well, what happened? And he goes, you know, I always ride my bicycle to church in the nice weather. He goes, and I lean it up out behind the church. He said, I came out of church yesterday, my bicycle was gone. He said, somebody just kind of took off with my bicycle. And he said, oh, that's terrible. He said, but I have an idea. He says, you Baptists are really known for stirring up, you know, the sermon. He says, so get right in there. He says, preach a good and heartfelt sermon on the Ten Commandments. When you get to the part about thou shalt not steal, he says, you're going to convict somebody in their heart, and they're going to fess up, and you'll probably find your bicycle right back where it was. And he said, all right, I'll try that. So a week goes by. Next Monday morning, they're having breakfast. He goes, well, did my idea work? He goes, well, yes and no. He goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I did the sermon just like you said. He says, I got to the part about thou shalt not commit adultery. I forgot where I left my bicycle. No, it's just a joke. On that note, we'll do it. Shepherds quake at the sight.
Shepherds quake at the sight.
Glory stream from heaven above.
Glory stream from heaven above.
Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah.
Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah.
Christ the Savior is born.
Christ the Savior is born.
God loves pure life.
Son of God, God loves pure light.
Radiant beams from thy holy face.
Radiant beams from thy holy face.
With the dawn of redeeming grace.
With the dawn of redeeming grace.
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Silent night,
holy.
All right, thank you, everybody. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Be safe going home.
On the corner of Mountain and Third.
The Third Street Coffee House is a smoke-free, alcohol-free, atmosphere-rich listening room that has been hosting the finest in live, local, and regional music since 1987. Bob and Denise Schmucker run the place. Josh Jones books the acts. Mike Frankie produces the radio show. We get our goodies from Evie's Wildflower Restaurant and Bakery, and Trinity United Methodist Church puts a roof over our heads. Come join us at 305 Mountain Avenue in Roanoke, corner of 3rd and Mountain, every Friday night at 7:30. And find us on Facebook to learn about other events, including guitar pulls and open mic nights. Third Street Coffee House, where the song lives on.
Footsteps on the
sea. The song lives on when everything outside is upside down. Sit back and look to the heavens and savor the peace.